We are still in the series Building for the Lord. We are on the monthly theme, Victorious Lord, according to Psalm 98, verse 1, which says, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Today, we are going to be praying about excellence in the production of good works. It's going to center on that. Recapping from our previous session, we looked at keys to good works, which were knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. From Colossians chapter 1, verse 19, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God. So we established that we identified the truth that to be able to be productive when it comes to good works, you require knowledge and wisdom and understanding, spiritual understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My prayer is that the Lord will grant us constant appetite for his word and constant desire to interact or to be led by the Spirit of God according to his word, so that in the operation of our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, we would produce good works without end, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Today we are looking at strength or purpose of opposition 7, and we're going to focus on some examples of good works. But let's look at this opening statement, which is very, very important. The purpose of good works is to restore kingdom order, or God's original intent. I say it one more time. The purpose of good works is to restore kingdom order, or God's original intent. And so you see throughout Jesus' teachings that he would explain certain things and explain to you by understanding what was God's original intent, or what his, yes, and because Jesus is God, so what his original intent. Only God can explain to you his original intent. And the production of good works, which we've seen in other portions of scripture like Matthew 5:14, is where we see the good works as light, is actually the restoration of kingdom order. What God originally meant it to be so. That is good work. So as we learned from our previous session, if you meet someone who is in pain or someone in need, and you're able to help that person, all are good works. Hallelujah. Because according to divine order, we are not supposed to be in pain or in need. My God shall supply all our needs. But God through men, he says, you cause men to give back unto you. So God through men will make provision for other people. So when you become a channel of help to others, that is all good works, the restoration of kingdom order. But we're going to zoom into some examples quickly, and then through that we are going to pray. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 35, it says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So our first examples are going to be teaching, preaching, healing, teaching God's word, preaching God's message of salvation, and then healing sicknesses. You see, we need to get all these things clear. We have to follow the example of Jesus. Some will say, oh, Pastor, you said that, yes, even if I'm in my medical field and I'm helping people, it's still good works. Yes, it's still good works, but let's try to cover every aspect of it. So we are coming from the foundation here. Jesus is fulfilling his assignment, one part of it being teaching, preaching, and healing. And this is for every believer to do. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 to 25, it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease among the people. Please say after me, all manner of sicknesses
and all manner of disease among the people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we are going through God's word, let our faith be rekindled in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Kindled for us to deliver good works. Deliver good works. It means that when we have sick people around us, we must not just allow it to remain so. We need to trust in the Lord that God through us will heal them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says that, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments. Torments. And those torments basically mind attacks. Mind attacks. Sometimes our sisters and our brothers right around us. Even as the enemy tries to come attacking, but you have to see right here that God has made provision by the power of his Holy Spirit to deal with every mind attack. Hallelujah. Say after me, mind attack is not permitted in the mighty name of Jesus.
No torment is permitted in the name of Jesus.
See, we sing on stage, and yet when we go downstage, then the enemy be attacking your mind. Are you sure that this is going to go well? Some other thing in your life is going to go well. Yet you are ministering on stage. No more torment in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And by the ministration of Jesus, torments left, and those which were possessed were devils. They didn't classify it as mental health issue. No. Possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, crazy, and those that today they are like this, today they are correct, tomorrow something is going wrong. What did we call it?
Bipolar.
It's a lunatic, and those that had the palsy. I think palsy is skin disease. Say after me, he healed them.
He healed them.
And I will heal them. God through you will heal them all in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If Jesus did it, he said, greater works than these shall ye do. And it's for everyone who believes in the name of Christ Jesus. Greater works will you do. Greater works we shall do. Whether palsy, whatever it is, by the power of God. If it was our own power, we could doubt. But it is not our own power. It is by the power of God. Good works will come forth in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. If you are singing, palsy must leave. When you sing, people possessed with devils, their song, when they hear your voice, they must be driven out in the name of Jesus. People who came confused, their minds must be settled when they hear your voice in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And in Matthew chapter 15, so we are going to close with this. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 31. And Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried out unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But Jesus answered her not, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away from, she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lordship of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not me to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and one went up into a mountain and sat down there, and great multitudes came unto him, having them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. There are silent truths in this portion of scripture. You see in there embedded a certain atmosphere. That was when Jesus sat down to teach. When he sat down there, the multitudes came unto him, and they have all people, but Jesus, you know, would sit down to teach the people. Yes, the manifestation of the power of God, and yet you see teaching there. He would preach, he would teach, he would heal. He would preach, he would teach, he would heal. Because why? The teaching would build the faith of the people. And that is why when you sing, you must sing by revelation. By revelation of the word of God. If you want the song coming out to deliver healing, to deliver all these things. You see various conditions that were named there. If you want the song you're singing to deliver healing and restore kingdom order, it means that teaching and then the preaching, the focus of souls, compassion for souls, the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, and the teaching of the word of God, or the imbibing of the revelation from God's word, having understanding, these things are important to deliver that end result of restoring kingdom order. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we see that from these examples, it is possible to deliver good works in in this regard. However, we have work to do. We must constantly be led by the Spirit according to God's word, or must have revelation of his word that directs our music or our singing and as to how we deliver our ministry. Hallelujah. So we are going to be praying. But before we pray, if you want to be an agent for God to use, because you see here that God was delivering good works through his son, but this has also been given to everybody who has given his life to Christ Jesus to be an agent of good works. And so I'm subscribing to you today. If you would give your life to Christ, he will make you an agent of good works. Hallelujah. So please just say this short prayer after me. If you've never done so, you say, Lord Jesus, today I come before you. Please have mercy upon me. I repent from my sins. Only you can save the sinner. So Lord, today I cry out unto you. Have mercy upon me and save me from my sins. Please be the Lord and the master over my life forever and ever. Be my king and grant me access to eternal life in your kingdom, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please let your Holy Spirit, Lord, come into my life and direct my life completely from today. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Please, let's pray. Please declare after me, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Please grant me divine wisdom.
Please grant me divine wisdom.
To excel in producing good works.
To excel in producing good works.
Please grant me a revelation.
Please grant me a revelation.
Of your word.
Of your word.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Increase my faith, Lord.
Increase my faith, Lord.
To deliver these good works.
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 That I have seen in your word.
That I have seen in your word.
Just like Jesus did.
Just like Jesus did.
That I would do same.
That I would do same.
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Make me an agent of good works, O Lord. Make me an agent of good works, O Lord. Make me an agent of good works, O Lord, as I've seen in your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. In preaching, in teaching, in healing, in the name of Jesus. Preaching, teaching, and healing. Make us, Lord, agents of your good works. In the mighty name of Jesus. Creator of heaven and earth, Lord, increase our faith. That by revelation of your word, Lord, by your understanding, Lord, that will deliver good works, 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 deliver good works. In the mighty name of Jesus, the loud, the blind seeing, the dumb speaking, the maimed be restored, restoration of kingdom order, the lame walking. Agents of the restoration of kingdom order.
Maya Jesus,
bless the name of the Lord.
My God, my God, my God, my God, how excellent is your name. My God, my God.
Today, contact us via email info@girlmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.